In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I just want to remember that we are living in Acts 9:29 because we are continuing to follow the power of God in Christ Jesus, who is the Lord of heaven and earth, who has given us power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, the witness of Jesus, in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Let me tell you, many years ago, I was going to see a woman who was a Bible teacher, Anina. She was Nina Lezon at that time. And I went, and she wasn't home, and there were these two Jehovah Witnesses who started to share the scriptures with me. I wasn't dressed as a priest, but they came up to me and they said, "Can we share a scripture?" And they did, and I said, "I love that scripture. Can we share another scripture? I love that scripture." And then I said, "Turn to Acts 1:8. They did. "Read it. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria." "Whose witnesses?" They wouldn't say Jesus. I said, "Who's speaking?" They said, "Jesus." I said, "Whose witness?" They wouldn't say. Well, anyway, they said, "You believe you go to heaven." "We don't believe that." I said, "Well, I believe not only we go to heaven, I believe that we're already seated in heavenly places." They said, "Where does the Bible say that?" I said, "It's in Ephesians," and I was looking in their Bible and I didn't find it. And with that, I said, "If I had my Bible, I'd know exactly where it was." With that, the wind blew and my finger was on it. And I said, "This is the time to pray and not to argue." I prayed a prayer and then left. I tell you, the power of God is real. The power of God is real, always leading us to Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of heaven and earth. We're looking at the 1 Corinthians today, and the chapter is 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Now, I want to ask you, when was he called? Usually, the apostle had to be with Jesus from his baptism to the resurrection and ascension. But Paul was called to be an apostle when? On the road to Damascus, when he met the risen Lord, when the glory of God shone around him. Again, it is that God first loved us. We have not first loved God. And we see Paul was persecuting Christians, and in the midst of the persecution, Jesus appeared to him in all of his splendor and makes him an apostle. You don't make yourself an apostle. It is the Lord who makes you an apostle. And Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth. I tell you, that was a seaport, and there were many things happening in Corinth. It was a pagan place, there were pagan gods, and there were sexual activities that was taking place in Corinth. To you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus. Yeah, sanctified how? Through his precious blood. We have been sanctified in Christ Jesus through his precious blood. Called to be holy. Who calls us to be holy? The Lord himself. With all those elsewhere to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are a community with all those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. I tell you how this world needs grace. How this world needs peace. How this world needs God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. How we are in need of the Blessed Trinity. That we are temples of the Holy Spirit. Temples of the Son of God. Temples of the Father in heaven. I give thanks to my God always on your account for the grace of God bestowed upon you in Christ Jesus. That Jesus bestowed his grace upon the Corinthian community, that in him you were enriched in every way. In him, not in yourselves. Not in yourselves. I don't know what was going on there. You know, he's just trying to bring them to the point that they were called by God and they are enriched by God with all discourse and all knowledge as a testimony to Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift. Well, they are not lacking in spiritual gift, but as we read the letter, they were misusing spiritual gifts. As you wait for the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, as you wait for Jesus to come in glory, he will keep you firm till the end, irreproachable on the day of the Lord, of the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, that's when he comes in glory. God is faithful. Do you know that today? God is faithful. He is faithful to the beginning and the end of our experience with Jesus. He is faithful. He doesn't leave us. Sometimes it seems like he left us. We looked at Jeremiah 21, and he says, "You duped me and I was duped." But then he starts praising the Lord. God is faithful. He is always faithful. Jesus is faithful. Jesus is always faithful. His name in the book of Revelation, faithful and true. God is faithful, and by him you were called to fellowship with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. Father always leads us to the Son, and the Son always leads us to the Father, and the Spirit always leads us to the Son. I urge you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say. In other words, let there be unity. Father, that they may be one, just as I am one in thee, and thou art one in me, that they may be one in us, that there be no divisions among you, and there were divisions, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same purpose, yes, the purpose of Jesus Christ. For it has been reported to me about you, my brothers, by Chloe's people, that there are rivalries among you. I mean that each of you is saying, there are different factions, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Christ, or I belong to whoever, Peter. Is Christ divided? Did Paul, was he crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I give thanks to God that I baptize none of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say you were baptized in my name. Again, Paul did not receive the call to baptize, but to preach the gospel, especially to preach the cross. I baptized the house of Stephanas also. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. How we need people to preach the gospel. I said, the narrow way is Jesus Christ, and many people choose the wide way because the preaching of Christ is not heard very often. You see, they preach my big church. We have the biggest church in San Francisco. No, it has nothing to do with the biggest church. It has to do with the preaching of Jesus Christ, that he gave his life for us, that he bled for us, that he was buried for us, that he rose from the dead. For Christ did not send me out to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the wisdom of human eloquence, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its meaning. Paul came to Corinth to preach the cross of Christ. Why? Because he had just been in Athens and he preached the resurrection, did not preach the cross, and he had few converts. Now he comes to Corinth and he says, I came among you and decided that I would know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Do you know that the cross is the power of God? Do you know that the blood of Jesus is the power of God? Do you know that our proclamation has to do with the cross of Jesus Christ? Do you know that? Oh yes, that Jesus gave his life for you and me so that we might become sons and daughters. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the learning of the learned I will set aside. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made the wisdom of the world foolish? For since the wisdom of God, the world did not come to know God through wisdom, it was the will of God, through the foolishness of the proclamation, to save those who have faith. The proclamation of what? The proclamation of the cross of Jesus Christ. The world considers it foolishness, but I tell you it is the power of God. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom. But we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. Why is it a stumbling block to Jews? Because the Bible says, cursed is the man who dies upon a cross. And the Christians were saying he was the Messiah. And Paul said he became a curse so that we might become the very righteousness of God. But to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, in other words, we are called to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ. He has chosen us. We have not chosen him first. The love of God starts with him touching us, not us touching him. Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. That's right. Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. If I want to see where is he, that wisdom and power, it's on the cross. For the foolishness of God, the cross, is wiser than human wisdom. And the weakness of God, the cross, is stronger than human strength. Oh, yes. Would that preachers would proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ. We adore you, O Christ. And we praise you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Oh, it's all about the cross and the resurrection of the Lord. Consider your own calling, brothers. In other words, none of you were very bright or astute or thought to be great. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolishness of the world to shame the wise. That's right, he still does. The foolishness of the world to change the wise. He chose me. The foolishness of the world to shame the wise. Why? I don't have any idea why he chose me, but I do know that he chose me because he loved me. He chose me first before I chose him. God chose the foolishness of the world to shame the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. That's real. That's real. And I'm going to tell you, the scariest thing that happens to people who preach is power. They start thinking that they have the power. They start thinking that they can do anything because this power was given to them. I'm telling you, they have no right to think that. They were foolish people when God chose them. They were weak people when God chose them. Our message is Jesus Christ. It is not I am the power of God. No, I am weak, and when I'm most weak, I'm most strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human might boast before God. Who can boast before God? What can I give God? God has given me everything. What can I say to God? Lord, I do this for you, I do that. Who can boast before God if you know who you are? One man called me up and he started to talk about what Peter Kreft said about me. He said, I don't want to swell your head. I said to the man, I know who I am. I'm no great person. I'm just Jesus' servant. I'm in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus. who became for us our wisdom, as well as our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption. Jesus Christ is our wisdom, He's crucified. He became our righteousness by our blood. His blood would become righteous. Sanctification through the Holy Spirit, and redemption again through the blood. So that, as it is written, whoever boasts, let him boast in the Lord. I have nothing to boast about. The only thing I can boast about is God has chosen me. Hallelujah. Why He chose me, I have no idea other than He loved me. Hallelujah. It is not in season and out of season that it's all about. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, who is Lord of the living and the dead. He is the Lord. Chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words. In other words, I didn't come with wisdom. I didn't come to tickle your ears. I came with the wisdom of God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Again, I tell you, when he was in Athens, he forgot about the cross when he proclaimed it to the philosophers. And when he went to Corinth after Athens, he made up his mind that he would know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Do our preachers know that? That we know nothing but Jesus Christ crucified. And in that is great power. In that is great power. Because He is our what? He is our life. He is our sanctification. He is our redemption. He is our Lord. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. See, God chose Paul because he was weak. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom. Paul did not come trying to tickle the ears of the Corinthians. They were already had their ears tickled by a lot of people who are pagans in Corinth. But with a demonstration of the Spirit and power, Paul did miracles. Not only did he preach Christ crucified, but in Christ crucified, he did miracles, signs, and wonders. Why? So that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. That's real. That's real. I tell you, when God does a miracle, it is God who does the miracle, and all glory belongs to Him. I prayed with the lady once, and she said, "Thank you, Father Tom." I said, "No, thank you, Jesus, because it's Jesus who healed you. It's not Father Tom. Father Tom just prayed for you, but it's Jesus who healed you." She said, "But He used you." I said, "Yes, He did, but all praise goes to Jesus Christ." Amen. And amen. Yet we do not speak a wisdom to those who are mature, but not a wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom. What is God's wisdom? The cross of Jesus Christ. Mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined. In other words, the cross was predetermined from the foundation of the world. Before the ages for our glory, which none of you rulers of this age knew for it, for if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I love this, eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love Him. And this God has revealed to us through the Spirit. Do you know that for you and for me, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, what has entered the human heart, what God has prepared now for those who love Him? Do you love Him today? Do you love Him today? Do you love Him today? Oh, in Fiddler on the Roof, Tevye says to his wife, "Do you love me?" She said, "Yes, I love you. I've married with you for 25 years. I've washed your clothes. I've done this." But he said again, "But do you love me?" You know, are you just a student of the Word, or you are a lover of Jesus? Oh, yes, it's all about loving Jesus. When's the last time you told Jesus, I love you? When's the last time you told Jesus, I love you? What eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, and entered not the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love Him, this God has revealed to us through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. Yes, the Holy Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. Among human beings, who knows what pertains to a person except the spirit of the person that is within? Similarly, no one knows what pertains to God except the Spirit of God. Oh, yes, we have been given the Spirit of God. That's why Pentecost is so important. We need to experience the Pentecostal power of God so we can preach Jesus and Him crucified, so we can tell our testimony. Testimonies bring converts. Amen. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that comes from God. And the Spirit that comes from God will always testify to Jesus Christ the Lord, so that we may understand the things freely given us by God. And we speak about them, not with words taught by human wisdom, but with words taught by the Spirit, describing spiritual realities in spiritual terms. Now the natural person does not accept what pertains to the Spirit of God, for to him it is foolishness, and he cannot understand it because it is judged spiritually. The spiritual person, however, can judge everything, but is not judged himself by anyone. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to give him counsel? But we have the mind of Christ. It's true. We have the mind of Christ. Christ lives in us. The Holy Spirit lives in us. We have the mind of Christ. I wonder how many of us know that we have the mind of Christ. That's real. That's real. So St. Paul tells the Corinthian community, listen, it's not with tickling your ears. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to claim you for the Lord Jesus Christ until He comes in glory, that you would be filled with every blessing and every glory that comes from Jesus Christ, so that you would know the power of God and that you would give God all the glory. Who do you glorify? Some glorified Paul. Some glorified Apollos. Some glorified Peter. Paul says, what? We were not crucified for you. We did not die for you. The one who was crucified for you and who died for you, that's the one you're supposed to proclaim. Not Paul, not Peter, not Apollos, but God Himself, Jesus Himself. I'm telling you, very interesting, because it's very interesting because it's very easy to say it's all about in-season and out-of-season. It's not about in-season and out-of-season. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, she said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Do you say that to Jesus today? Behold the servant of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin and dwelt among us and pitched his tent among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Are you coming to the School of the Holy Spirit? Are you coming between July 9th and 15th? You can come for the whole time. You can come for a day or two or three. Oh, yes. We will be creating an atmosphere of praise and worship so that the Holy Spirit would move in power. How we need the Spirit of God to rule in power as we proclaim the holy and awesome name of Jesus, the name above all names. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you now and always.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.